Hey, hi, and hello, Angelisa here, your host for Brat Babes Throttle Talk, and I am so happy that you are here. Today, we're just going to sit down, we're going to have a coffee, and we're just going to chat about some life events, some news, and some heavy thoughts that I've been having as of late. So grab your coffee, and let's jump in. Happy spring equinox, happy Easter, and happy Estera. I hope you guys had a magical long weekend with your family and friends. It is spring break for us, and I'm sure you can hear the girls in the background. I'm also looking after two other dogs, so there's three dogs in the house, and then Kenny's working at home. He's also has some of his co-workers here. They're building the shop, so it is busy. You'll probably hear some screaming in the background or dogs barking, so I apologize in advance, but this is life. It is life. So if you've been listening to the podcast, especially the last few episodes, I was in Phoenix for almost 2 weeks visiting my parents, and they are located in, oh my god, I already forgot. Not Tawanic, that's in Seashelt, where we used to own property. Oh, come on, brain. Anyways, just off of Chandler Boulevard, I remember that street, in Phoenix, Arizona. And there was a whole lot of relaxing time for us, and it was awesome. The girls, my daughters and I went, they were swimming every single day. They were in that pool at least 3 hours straight. And we experienced a whole lot of different weather, sunny, torrential downpour, it was cooler, and then it was hot, but it was all in all just really relaxing. We didn't do much other than like stay at home, do some shopping, that sort of thing. And I was planning on dirt biking, and I did have some plans to go with Darcy. She's no stranger to the podcast. I had her on a couple months ago. And so I was going to meet up with Darcy Carlisle, and we were going to go dirt biking. We got some maps ready. We, did our research to do some, dirt bike riding. And unfortunately, she broke her leg a week before I came out. So we were obviously super bummed that we couldn't meet each other in person. It was really exciting. But obviously, you know, with a broken leg, you definitely can't go dirt biking. And so I was really sad for her, because I know that her dirt bike season, I think her race season was just starting. So shout out to you, Darcy. Thinking of you. I know you're on the mend, and I know you'll get back at it soon. So I didn't get to go dirt biking. I was thinking of renting a dirt bike, but I honestly didn't feel comfortable going on my own. Even though I had the maps, it's just still, it's something that I preach actually, is like not to dirt bike on your own, especially because I'm a Canadian citizen in a foreign country. The US isn't a foreign country, but you know what I mean. Like, I just don't know the area. I don't know anything. And I just didn't feel comfortable. I would have hired a guide, and I was looking into it as well. But again, funds are a little bit tight, and I just couldn't make it work. I was bummed, I'm not gonna lie, because I felt like that was kind of my highlight to my trip, and I was really like looking forward to dirt biking. But Arizona will always be there. I do go, or I will be going more often. I do plan on going again next March, so a year from now. So we'll make something work eventually. I just think that experiencing the desert on a dirt bike would be super neat, super cool. I've seen a lot of videos and photos from people exploring that area as well. I have gone on an ATV tour. This was like 6 years ago in Phoenix. And I went with my brother and my sister-in-law, and it was honestly the best time. Like, I had, like, I was, you know, smiling ear to ear, just having a time. So I just think that on dirt bikes, it would be amplified that much more. I think it would just be the coolest experience. So I could only imagine what it would be like. So I am looking forward to that for next year. So something to look forward to next winter. Ever since I've been back from my trip, I have been dirt biking, which is really exciting. The snow melted quite a bit, and we have a kids' enduro park, so that was open. I have been able to dirt bike in my yard and just practice on a few smaller features, like log hops. I'm doing static balance to getting over a log, clutch ups, and all of the things. I haven't hit my larger obstacles yet because the snow is there. It's quite sloppy too with all the mud. So I'm just not ready. I'm not ready to tackle some wet logs, you know. Not gonna lie, 4 rides in, I've already broken 2 things on my dirt bike. So I'm like, you know what? I don't want to break anything else. I broke my fender 2nd day in my enduro park. I'll post a video soon, but clutch up to static balance has been my trick that I've been working on for a while now. 20 hours in last summer, spent another hour on it my 2nd day out, and I broke my fender, my 3rd fender, and I don't need fenders anymore. I'm so like over it. Okay, so that happened. And then on our trail ride, we did a Pemberton Dirt Bike Association women's social ride on Tuesday, which was March 26th, I think. Yeah, Tuesday, March 26th. And at the end there, I was getting pretty sloppy. I was like pretty tired, and I dropped my bike and I broke my shifter, my clutch shifter. So yeah, I had to get a rush shifter to our dealership. So I hope I can get that on before I go ride this Saturday. I got a shift. I mean, I can kind of ride, but it's not, I don't know. It's kind of scary when you don't have a shifter that works properly, right? I don't want to take my chances. Like I said, 4 rides in and I've already broken a few things. So that being said, I just went on a tangent. But that being said, I am so happy and so motivated to be riding. This past winter has been hard. It was really hard on me. And I only got out on my snowmobile once. That's the least amount of times I have ever done my winter sports. One time in the backcountry. And the one time that I went out was during my social ride, my women's snowmobile social ride, which happened in January. And I was so sick. So sick. So I didn't even ride. Like, I went up, did the social ride. I took photos and videos. I didn't even like get any riding in. So I don't know if I even want to count that, but I am going to count that because I did physically go unload my sled and go up into the backcountry. But yeah, I don't know. I just did not get out riding as much as I thought I would. And then it was such a weird winter, and I know I'm not the only one who experienced that, but with the rain, the warmer temperatures, the rain, and then a dump of snow, and then freezing temperatures, and then the rain, and then the snow. At the end there, I think it was the end of February, beginning of March, we got that big dump of snow. I didn't go into the backcountry, but I did build a jump in our backyard, and that made me so happy. And I said to Kenny, my husband, I was like, you know what? That's all I need. I just need like to like get that throttle therapy in. And we built this jump. I got some air time. The girls, my daughters, got some air time. It was like such a fun day. And I made so much video, like so many TikToks from that. And then I made a YouTube video about it. So it just really honestly made me so happy that we were able to do that. And I mean, I can't complain. I am able to ride sleds in my backyard, but it's just not the same. Like, you don't really get to slash that pow. You don't really get to find features that you can play on unless you are building them. If I could just go into the backcountry into a safe area and build something, like, I am a happy camper. That's all I want. That's all I need. Really, at the end of the at the end of the day, that's all I need. And I think that's why with dirt biking in my backyard, because I did set up a few obstacles that I can play on, it seriously does fill my cup. Again, last summer, I put in maybe 5 trail rides. I didn't ride like that often. I rode in my backyard almost every day, but I didn't go on trail rides. So that's all I need. All I need is just to play around, and that's what fills my cup up. And like I said, ever since I've been back from my trip, I have been on my dirt bike a lot, and I'm just feeling so stoked, so much more motivated, and just overall happier. Yeah, so just in a better mood, and I'm just excited. I'm tired, though. Like, today, I was super tired. My body is tired, and but it's one of those feelings where it's like you feel tired, but you're like, oh, it's because I've been doing so much. Like, oh, it feels good. Like, it's a good tired. Do you know what I mean? Anyways, I'm going off on a tangent. I'm going off from my script here. So let's get back on track. I've talked a little bit about this on the podcast, and you know, being a mom can be hard at times, and mom guilt pops up for me so often. And I think that's why I had a very hard winter this year, is because we were all so sick, and we were sick for like a month straight, and then the girls would get sick, and then I would feel guilty for leaving them when I should be taking care of them. And so I really kind of put like sledding on the side and just really like hunkered down and tried to get these girls healthy, tried to get myself healthy, because this winter was a very bad winter for us all being sick so much. So with that being said, I do see a little bit of a light for next year, 2025. My youngest, Billy, she's going to be starting kindergarten this September, which is hard to believe. I know I'm going to cry. I know it's going to be such a, I don't know, a big moment for both of us. I know it. But I do feel that there's going to be a little bit more freedom when she does start kindergarten. And then my goal is to get out a little bit more and not feel as guilty for going riding, you know? And I'm not going to like feel guilty of like hiring babysitters, feel guilty for spending the money, or feel guilty for you know, hiring somebody to look after my child when I should be doing it. Like, there's so much mom guilt that goes on in my brain. So it's yeah, it's one of the hardest things for me to navigate. So I just feel like with her starting school, like, things will open up a little bit more. I feel like there's going to be a little bit more freedom. I won't feel as guilty, at least I hope. And you know, we'll just get through it on the other side. Another thing too is my husband, he's been super busy with work, and we're building this massive shop, this garage. And the reason why we've been on it and we've been really hunkering down at home, haven't been taking a whole lot of time off to do other things, is because we're trying to build a suite, and we want to rent that out. So, you know, to help us financially, it's going to be so nice to have that and to get some renters. And then I think for 2025, there will be a little bit more breathing room for the both of us, where we'll be able to ride together a little bit more. And yeah, just more time for play, which I'm very excited for. So yeah, it's been 2024, well, end of 2023, 2024, you know, we've got some big projects on the go here. I am you know, we're playing our cards right, we're hunkering down, we're not doing too much, and I am looking forward to more play next year. Okay, so on other news, I am so happy that y'all have been enjoying the podcast. I appreciate all your comments and DMs that have been coming through and heading my way. I am honored to hear more of all of your stories and your wins and your struggles. I truly want this place to be a space where we can come together to learn from each other, to hear stories from one another, because I do believe that all of our stories are relatable, and I believe that we can learn so much from one another. I find women who do sports so interesting and so fascinating, and I truly do love to know more of their stories. So I'm just honored that you guys are enjoying the podcast, and I am honored that we can come here collectively and we can support each other in one way, shape, or form. And this is what the podcast does for me. It helps me show up for conversations. It helps me stay grounded. It helps me stay motivated to continue showing up for you, because I believe these conversations are important, you know, and I don't think a lot of us do talk about these things in person. A lot of times we hold things back because of social media. Who knows what will offend somebody out there. So I do feel that it is important for us to, you know, come together, share voices, and just support each other in, again, some way, shape, or form. And I feel like this podcast does that for me, and I hope it does for you too. So I really do appreciate you being here, coming back to the show every single week, and showing the love and support. I appreciate it so much. I can't tell you enough. I'm not going to lie, today, because I was so tired, I was trying to convince myself to not record an episode for this week. And I really had to like push that ego to the side and just be like, no, I promised myself that I'm going to be showing up every single week. I'm just not that type of person to break promises. So thanks to you for the encouragement and for holding me accountable. That's what I need. And lastly, something that's been super heavy on my heart for the past week, I've learned of a fallen sledder who passed away in a snowmobile accident a couple weeks ago. And her name is Carolyn Favo. She lived here in the Sea to Sky Corridor here in BC. And it really does put a heaviness on my heart. I couldn't believe the news when I heard it. I met Carolyn over on my social ride, my women's social ride, in January. And even though it was a brief moment that we got to chat together, I was really looking forward to riding with her more in the future. She was a go-getter. She wrenched on her sled on her own. I was so inspired by that. And just taking a moment to remember her, and even though it was brief, I am truly saddened to hear of this news, and I am thinking of her family and her friends. So thoughts to them, prayers to them. It's always sad hearing this type of news. It's something you don't want to hear, and seriously, it's been super heavy on my heart this past week since I've learned the news. So my heart goes out to her family and friends. All right, and that is all that I have for you today. I am currently doing some research for more episodes. I'm locking in some interviews that I'm very excited for. If there is anything that you would like to hear from me, you know, over on this podcast, any topics, or if you have any questions at all, please do reach out to me. You can reach me over on Instagram. You can send me a DM. My handle's at Angelisa Edwards. Or you can send me a message or a note over on my website, angelisaedwards.com. I'll have those links in the show notes below. And you can always send me a message over there. So thank you so much for being here today. I hope you get to ride this week or this weekend. And remember, keep killing it safely out there. And I'll catch you guys next week. Okay, bye.